In this world of tweets and texts and teens with their faces buried in their smartphones, it doesn't look like people are really talking to each other anymore. However, the art of storytelling and human connection is the point and the passion of the Kitchen Sisters. Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva are Peabody Award-winning independent producers who create stories for NPR and other public media, and they're coming to Ann Arbor on June 3rd as part of the Zing Train Speaker Series. Welcome to 89.1 WEMU.
Pleasure to be with you.
Yes, great to talk with you.
All right, tell me the story of the Kitchen Sisters. Where did the name come from in the first place?
We took our name from two stonemasons in Santa Cruz in the 1940s. They built chimneys and fireplaces, but they also were a bit wacky. And they built yogi temples and goat milk bars by the light of the moon. And we heard their story, and we were just getting started working together, and we were in a kitchen cooking a salmon dinner, and the dinner fell apart, but we started calling ourselves the Kitchen Sisters, and it was their history we were honoring, and it wasn't even about food at the time, really. It was just about making things together, a good story, yeah.
So you're going to be speaking as part of the Zingerman Speaker Series. That's the Zing Train. And Zingerman's we associate with food. Your name is Kitchen Sisters, but you don't talk just about food, do you?
You know, our name is the Kitchen Sisters, but, you know, we didn't really start doing stories about food in particular until we started the Hidden Kitchens Project, and that was in about 2004 or so. Before that, and even now, we work on all kinds of stories. All of our stories have something in common, I think, and that's just trying to get to this core essence of what it is that people are passionate about, what it is that drives them, what it is that sort of what we learn from other people's stories and what surprises us and sort of pushes us.
In this fast-paced, high-tech world we live in right now, don't you think listening is a big part of storytelling as well?
Yeah, that's the secret weapon, isn't it? And there's a whole movement called close listening going on around the country right now. People gather in churches, in bars, in clubs, in halls, and listen to stories and listen to radio together, almost like they go to a movie. It's sort of the congregation, the fellowship of listening. And I think both Nikki and I have that sense there'd be less war, there'd be less conflict if there was just more time spent listening. We've become a very impatient culture, and it's an art, listening.
I was intrigued by one of the stories that you tell about you met the daughter of the creator of the Frito. Did she have an interesting story to tell?
Oh, my God. The Frito, who knew? The Frito was created by a man in Texas who was a real sort of can-do, the Thomas Edison of snack food. He saw a guy, a Mexican man in San Antonio, who had a gas station who was selling these little fried corn masa bites, and he got so intrigued, he bought his recipe, he bought the trademark, he bought all of his sort of secrets, and then he began to perfect the Frito in the way that Henry Ford made the automobile, on an assembly line, and he had his own hybridized corn, but the man was a health freak, and he had bad heart, and he was heavy, and there he was creating the first sort of salted, snacky food in all these sort of very scientific ways, while he himself only ate yogurt and figs. We were working on our Zing Train presentation yesterday, and just want to let people know that we will be playing the Frito, the birth of the Frito, as part of our Zing Train presentation, so...
So everybody and everything has a story, and that's what the Kitchen Sisters are all about. And again, they'll be speaking, as I just mentioned, for the Zing Train series on June 3rd. And you're also going to be at the main event for the Camp Bacon on June 6th as well.
Absolutely. We're mining our archive for meat, and we have stories galore to share. Yeah, I would just add that our Zing Train presentation, we're sort of giving the 12 commandments of storytelling and how storytelling can help your project, your business, your brand, and using those tools. And we'll be playing stories as well.
Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, the Kitchen Sisters, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you.